surprisingly to them, not so surprisingly to me, we went out, held hearings around the country, and we heard from 3 million Americans. I didn't know there were 3 million people who knew there was a place called the FCC. But the American people did know. They knew something was wrong with the media. They didn't like what that particular commission was trying to do, and they stood up and demanded action, and eventually we stayed the imposition of those rules. But in spite of that, we are still in quite a serious fix with regard to our media. So before I get off any further, I just want to thank our Media Bureau, the folks up here who put this forum together. I appreciate their holding it, and I'm pleased to be out here. And as far as I'm concerned, the rest of the evening is yours, but remember to stay involved, make a difference, and you can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Copps. And now we look forward to hearing from you. And to kick off the public comment period, I'm happy to turn it over to Bill Friedman, Associate Bureau Chief in the Media Bureau, who will explain the ground rules.
Thank you, Bill. On behalf of the Commission, I'd like to welcome all of you to the public comment portion of our forum today. Before we get started, I'd like to briefly go over the rules of how we'd like to proceed during this portion. We thank you all for coming out, and we're eager to hear what each and every one of you has to say. Those wishing to comment should have signed up at the registration desk beginning at 5 p.m., and those of you who did should have received a number which will establish the order in which we're going to call on you to speak. With your cooperation, we're going to get to hear from everybody who took the time to join us today and sign up. If after you give your comments, or if you didn't have an opportunity to sign up, you would like to comment on this proceeding, there's an information sheet that's available on the tables outside the hall that gives you all the information that you need as to how to file either electronically or the old-fashioned way by paper. And we urge you, again, to make your comments known either here or that way or both ways. In light of the number of you who have signed up and the limited time that we have this evening, your comments should be limited to 2 minutes each. And we're going to strictly enforce this time limit so that everyone who signed up tonight has an opportunity to express their views. There's a clock facing each of these two microphones that are in the aisles here where we'd like you to talk, and the clock will give you information on how much time is remaining as well as if your time has expired. Again, please honor the time limit so that we can get to everybody. And for the same reason, to avoid unnecessary interruptions, I ask members of the audience to not applaud or react vocally to the comments that are being made. What this will do is it will consume valuable time that we could devote to hearing your views on the issues. Instead, please listen respectfully to each commenter, whether or not you agree with the views that they express. For this portion of the forum to run smoothly and be successful, we need to maintain basic decorum so that we can hear the views of each speaker, which again, that's what we've come here for. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. Now here's the Washington fine print for you with regard to how we're going to run the proceeding. As we call your numbers out, you'll notice that they're not sequential. That's because at 5, because of the gratifying number of you that were standing in line, we wanted to process you as quickly as possible, so we had two separate lines at the check-in table, with each line simultaneously issuing numbers. So one line's numbers went from about 1 through 35, and the second line's went from 76 to 90. We'll call those speakers from each line to a separate microphone, which those in the first line, this one marked A, will go to that line. Those in the second group will go to microphone B, which is in that aisle. We'll alternate speakers from one microphone to the other, so regardless of what number you have, we'll go in the order that you signed up. I'll be calling speakers in groups of 20 at a time, with 10 from each of these sign-up groups. When I call out the numbers and you hear your number called, please make your way to the appropriate microphone, again, A for the lower numbers, B for the higher numbers. So our first 20 commenters, numbers 1 through 10 will be here, and 76 through 85 will be here. There will be people from the FCC at each microphone to help you line up in the correct order. So with this explanation, we'd like to get started. For our initial group, I'd like now to invite numbers 1 through 10 at microphone A and 76 through 85 at microphone B. Excuse me. The first group is 1 through 50, the second group is 51 through 100. So what we'd like to do is have 1 through 10 here and 51 through 60 here. Okay, number one.
My name is Elon Feldman. I represent my family. Sometime in 2005, Comcast trespassed on my property and performed unauthorized installation of cable at the premises, resulting in serious damage to my building, my business, and my family lifestyle. Local ordinances of both the City of Miami, Miami-Dade County, and the laws of the state of Florida and federal laws prohibit the cutting of utility cables and make it a crime offense to interfere with Comcast cable, even when you're trespassing, a violation of the constitutionally protected bundle of rights. Miami police reports show I'm a victim of criminal mischief, a felony. Miami-Dade County, State of Florida, and the Commission disclaimed authority, showing the void of authority. My efforts to negotiate with Comcast in this resolution of problems was met with stonewalling and deceit, unreasonable demands by Comcast that I sign a receipt, a release that would allow their permanent occupation of my property with no compensation for the use, a violation of the 5th and 14th Amendment. Congress gave Comcast freedom to promote competition in cable communication and to minimize unnecessary regulation that would impose an undue economic burden on cable systems. I don't believe Congress felt to give Comcast a free rein to deprive the American people. They also attacked my reputation by applying to Dade County that I'm a criminal involved in insurance fraud. All this while violating my constitutional and civil property rights and refusing to pay just compensation as required by law in the Communication Act. I wish to state my property was my legacy of my family, a paid off warehouse with my wife and children owning most of it. I remind you of Comcast's David Cohen's statement before the Committee of the Judiciary, United States Senate. We have a proven track record. We have never blocked our customers' access to lawful content, and we repeatedly have committed that we will not block our customers' ability to access any lawful content application or service available over the internet. I ask, did they lie, and did they fill seats at an FCC meeting to block the entrance to people? And did... Time.
Thank you. This should be, you should be 51, is that correct?
Right.
That's a great relief to me. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Peggy Rourke, and I'm speaking on behalf of Beacon Therapeutic Diagnostic Treatment Center. Before I can tell you how Comcast became angels in our lives, let me tell you a little bit about the children we serve. For the past 41 years, we have addressed the needs of the homeless children via our shelter outreach service program to our intense outpatient programs. Beacon is relentless in assuring fulfillment of its mission, empowering children and families by helping them find their way to a better future by providing accredited educational, mental health, and social services. Beacon seeks to accomplish the mission by providing innovative services to the most fragile children and their families in the metropolitan Chicago area. Being able to succeed in school can be the most daunting challenges our students face. Actually, just about every moment of every day is a challenge for them. The corporate citizenship of Comcast sends a clear message to our children that people who don't even personally know them want to reach out in their community because they care. This imprint of hope will be carried in their hearts for all of our children. Comcast Care Day, single day of service, has touched the lives of Beacon Southside high school students in so many levels. Comcast provided the plans, the supplies, the tools, the manpower, and enthusiasm to pull together a painting project too large for our budget. Together with the students, we completed painting all the classrooms and landscaped the entrance of the high school. All students were taught one-on-one how to paint, how to take pride in their work, and how to respect the present learning environment that they created and to help each and every day as they walk in their new classrooms. These students exuded confidence when they spoke about the Comcast days as they shared their stories of the employees who became role models and friends. These kids who get little community support and are rarely recognized as well as having corporate people embrace them. We're proud of our partnership with Comcast in making the difference in the lives of our children. We are grateful for their commitment, their energy, and their resources. They are so willing to share with the community in such desperate need. Comcast has joined our mission of empowering children and families by helping them find the ways. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Susanna Schwartz, and I'm with By the Hain Club for Kids, and we're an after-school program serving 726 at-risk youth here in Chicago in Cabrini Green, Englewood, Elk Hill Gardens, and Austin. And Comcast is a wonderful supporter of ours. They've really helped us tremendously. One way that they've helped us is they've helped us with our reading program through funding. And this past year, all of our kids enter with GPA of lower than 2.0 and lower than 25% of their ISAT test scores. And this past year, we had 45% of our kids end the year with A's, B's, and C's, up from D's and F's, and 130 kids on the honor roll. And Comcast has not only helped us financially, but they've also helped us through sending role models to volunteer with our kids and really help them see people in the regular workplace and lots of different career opportunities. They also, like this other organization, helped us with their Comcast Cares Day. They brought out 50 volunteers to volunteer at our Englewood site and totally helped change and rehab our location there in Englewood. And they've been a wonderful supporter and partner, and we are just so thankful for our partnership with Comcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Cynthia Schmidt. I'm with the Association House of Chicago. We're an historic institution here in Chicago, serving the greater West Town near North Humble Park areas. We've been here for more than 110 years. I'm here tonight to let you know, as you hear testimony about the proposed merger, the incredible role that Comcast has played in the life of Association House. They have given major support to help life-changing programs such as children's literacy and tutoring. Comcast has donated countless hours of free airtime, including newsmakers, community connections, and Inside Comcast, to share information about critically needed programs for some of the most underserved communities here in Chicago and beyond. Hundreds of their employees, as you've heard, have volunteered at our agency during Comcast Care Days, but also key leaders of their company have served on our board, shaping policy that is truly making a difference to those citizens most in need. Our organization has thrived because of Comcast, and for more than a decade, Comcast has made a difference, and we were just counting the numbers since we became a community partner, and more than a 500,000 families have come through our agency during the time they have supported us. And I know we're just one of the hundreds of organizations here in Chicago that have been helped by Comcast. So as you hear testimony, just bear in mind the extraordinary commitment of this company to the citizens of Chicago and far beyond. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Please go ahead.
I am Phyllis Logan, a HUD certified housing counselor, the housing committee chair, and I host our call-in show every week on public access television for the Chicago Westside branch NAACP. We are a 100-year-old civil rights organization. The mission of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons and to eliminate racial hatred and racial discrimination. One of our principal objectives is to seek the enactment and enforcement of federal, state, and local laws securing civil rights. Our fight has always been for equal rights and equal justice. We strongly urge the FCC to execute its mission to keep barriers down and to foster localism and diversity. We urge the FCC to stop any existing or new discriminations against PEG channels, including AT&T's U-verse system. Bigger is not always better, and too big to fail eliminates freedom of speech and freedom of choice. Our organization uses a public access television to provide information and answers to families within our many Chicago communities. Public access, KNTV, has been vital to us in reaching many homeowners who are faced with foreclosure due to economic hardship. Having affordable, accessible television options to reach our many communities has been absolutely critical. Freedom to choose what to watch on basic television's public access channels should not be diminished or eliminated. Our referrals on the show have resulted in many families having access to resources that they need to keep their home. We're able to reach renters seeking affordable rental housing and homeowners wanting to apply for President Obama's Making Home Affordable program. We need the support of government regulations from the FCC to safeguard the public's access PEG. We ask the FCC not to allow any bait and switch on new technologies in television. We urge FCC not to let companies or cities exclude the public. Discrimination is never acceptable. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me just mention one thing before we go a little further. All of the comments that you're providing today are going to be a part of the official record at the commission in the docket that's considering this transaction, and there'll be a transcript. So it would be useful at the start of your comments, if you could, to state your name and spell it out so that we get it correctly. And if you're speaking tonight with regard to a group that you're affiliated, if you could mention that as well, that would be useful. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Nick Fricaro. I'm here representing a small media arts organization, Chicago Cartempquin Films. We've worked in public access television and public broadcasting with social media documentaries. And I'm speaking on behalf of public access television and challenging the FCC towards a greater role in removing barriers and stopping discrimination against public access. And I speak on behalf of personal experience. My career began in a public access station, provided skills for me as an 11-year-old, and 2 degrees later, I'm now working as a documentary filmmaker. And more importantly, the role of public access channels, not necessarily merely as providers of job skills for just media and film-related organizations and jobs, but also as an incubator for responsible public citizens and a vital public sphere for people who learn a way to express their voice, not necessarily through media organizations, but learning those tools through their lessons and opportunities provided. Thanks.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Brian Pollack, and I'm here on behalf of the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, Council 5218 in Aurora, Illinois, one of Comcast's local community partners. LULAC is the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights organization and has been involved in groundbreaking programs for more than 80 years. Our local LULAC Council has worked to defend the civil rights of our residents, provide social services to those in need, and award more than $150,000 in college scholarships to local students. Education is crucial to the success of our youth, especially in the Hispanic community. Through our scholarship program, we try to provide the opportunity to succeed to as many local students as possible. Thankfully, we've had a wonderful partner in Comcast. For several years, Comcast has been a sponsor of our scholarship program. As you know, every dollar makes a difference, and Comcast generosity has made a big difference for the kids. Comcast has also used its airwaves to promote our events to the community. In fact, Comcast has been active throughout the entire Aurora community. Comcast has sponsored community festivals and children's events. Comcast employees have joined with Aurora residents to clean up our neighborhoods. Comcast worked with the city to revitalize a historic park, which used to be known for its crime and vagrancy, and now offers a beautiful, safe place for families and a neighborhood park. One of the best things about Comcast is its willingness to partner with local organizations to fund local projects. In these tough economic times, it's hard to find corporate partners of any kind, and often these partnerships are created at a regional or national level, preventing the funds from reaching local organizations like ours. However, Comcast's community affairs structure is localized, and it's different. Our Comcast community affairs manager has been out in the community, meeting with our residents, planting flowers, cleaning up neighborhoods, seeing the firsthand impact of Comcast's partnership in the community. She attends our scholarship banquets and meets with the students who benefit from Comcast sponsorship. This is truly what a community partnership should be. LULAC and the greater Aurora community are proud of our partnership with Comcast and the benefits that this partnership has had on our residents. We look forward to continuing this partnership for years to come, and we are thankful for Comcast's dedication to the communities it serves. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
My name is Terry Marshall, Director of External Affairs for Prevention First. We're a nonprofit organization founded in 1980 here in Illinois. We're the only training and resource center in Illinois specializing primarily in drug abuse prevention. This issue carries a lot of stigma with it, and it is very difficult for us to get a public forum for our messages. In 2003, Comcast committed to donating millions of dollars worth of public service airtime to the National Partnership for Drug-Free America. As the Illinois affiliate for the partnership, I cold called Comcast, Chicago region office, simply to ask if they would consider using some of our Illinois drug prevention PSAs. They could have easily taken my spots and called it a day. Instead, they asked what more they could do for us and wanted to meet to discuss ways they could help us. They became a true partner with Prevention First in every sense of the word. Since then, Comcast has hosted two major televised town hall meetings about drug issues with us that other media would not air. They helped us launch a new middle school drug prevention program by connecting us with schools and donating equipment. They invited us to appear on their local origination programs numerous times every year. They've not only sponsored our fundraising events, their staff has served on every one of our fundraising committees and actively worked with us to make our events successful. And we have benefited from their invitations for us to attend luncheons and other community functions where they've introduced us to others who have become our partners and supporters as well. These are just a few of the many examples I could give of the true partnership between Comcast and Prevention First. I've met other nonprofits that have benefited as well. Finally, we have also developed relationships with WMAQ-TV and Telemundo here in Chicago. They provided some support for our efforts, which I hope would expand when combined with Comcast's existing structure for providing community outreach. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
My name is Shirley Hill, and I'm with Total Living Network, which is a totally independent cable channel based here in Chicago. And carried on Comcast, and I'm also speaking on behalf of our president, Jerry Rose, who couldn't be here today. First, I wanted to talk about growth. We started out on cable with a few amount of subscribers, and with Comcast predecessors had an agreement to grow. And we did slowly, but when Comcast came into the market, we experienced our most significant growth to being pretty much fully penetrated, as well as being offered opportunities to expand into the other markets close by. So we've appreciated that, as well as opportunities they've worked with us on multi-platform VOD and opportunities on video. Secondly, we consider them a trusted partner because they've delivered on what they've said they're going to do, including in the community. We are community involved, and we've often come to Comcast looking for opportunities, and as you've heard, they're not hard to find. We've worked with them each year on Comcast Cares Day, as well as initiatives we have, as well as initiatives they have. And what we found is when we partner with organizations that they're supporting, it is not a one-time thing. We find that their executives, as well as their frontline employees, tend to stay in contact in their communities and serve their communities all year long and support them. We also have a full power broadcast station in San Francisco, and we've worked with Comcast there as well. And we found in that platform, it's been a very mutually beneficial partnership. We found that their operations objectives have been very compatible with our broadcast interests out there in California, and we've been able to form very beneficial agreements. So we believe that they provide multi-platform growth for programmers. They deliver on their promises. We feel they're a trusted partner, and we're respectful of the involvement they have in their communities.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Sue Lynn, and I'm the executive director of the Moraine Valley Community College Foundation. Our foundation is the educational foundation for the second largest community college in the state of Illinois. We annually serve 42,000 students that range in age from toddlers to octogenarians. We serve 26 communities in the southwest suburbs of Chicago and have a very rich and diverse population. I am here to tell you that Comcast has, at least in our opinion, been a considerable corporate partner and good corporate citizen. In the 5 years that I have been the executive director of the foundation, I have had the privilege to be able to work with two Comcast employees who have both served on our foundation. One served and has left, and one is currently sitting on our foundation board. And with their help and guidance, we have been able annually to raise tens of thousands of dollars for scholarship support and tens of thousands of dollars for student financial emergency assistance. In all cases, the students who receive the support that comes through the efforts of the foundation would not have access to higher education, and so the work that the individuals from Comcast and the rest of our foundation board are doing is very important to us. Finally, I want to tell you that Comcast, as a corporation, has supported us annually through our fundraising efforts, and we value their help, and without their help, we wouldn't be able to provide the support that we do for our students. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
My name is Andy Mihalich. For the past 3 years, I have been the executive director of the Spanish Community Center in Joliet, Illinois. Prior to the Spanish Community Center, I worked for Joliet Junior College for 30 years. I retired with the distinction Associate Vice President Emeritus. The Spanish Community Center is a not-for-profit, 501c3 community-based organization. Our mission is the provision of educational and social services. Our major services include a daycare center, food pantry, immigration, agency referral, ESL, and GEG training. We primarily serve the city of Joliet, but our service area includes all of Will County. We are also a partner agency of the United Way of Will County. After becoming the Spanish Community Center's executive director, my first goal was to create an education matriculation process. Joliet Junior College was already providing ESL classes. The next step was GED training. To achieve this objective, we needed to provide technological upgrades to our classrooms. Comcast responded to our request for assistance with a $15,000 grant. This enabled us to provide better educational resources to our ESL students and initiate a GED training program taught in Spanish. Request for assistance to the Comcast Foundation was made possible by our previous and ongoing relationships with the Chicagoland divisions of Comcast. Comcast has been a gold-level sponsor of our Latin Music Festival, our biggest fundraiser for multiple years. We have been on two different Comcast shows on two different occasions to promote our services and the festival. Comcast also provided a representative to serve on our board of directors. I am pleased to say, and without hesitation, that Comcast has and continues to be one of our best supporters. If their corporate citizen responsibilities were judged by their involvement with the Spanish Community Center.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Please go ahead.
My name is Ed Garcia from the Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council. The Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council is the oldest community-based organization in America, founded in 1939. We combine economic development and social service programs to address challenges in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. We work alongside elected officials, residents, businesses, and community leaders to create programs and deliver services to fill the needs of children, adults, seniors, businesses, and other community partners. We have after-school programs, particularly our dance program with 250 at-risk youth. We brought a free shuttle program as a service to seniors in the neighborhood. We teach GED and computer literacy classes. We have a summer work program with 230 youth. We recently started a newspaper in this past February, which includes a youth journalism team of 10 kids, each representing one grade school in the neighborhood. And without good stewards who are committed to the community like Comcast, organizations like ours would not be able to thrive, and residents and communities like Back of the Yards would not be afforded opportunities to positively impact their lives.
Thank you. Please.
Good evening. My name is Neil James, spelled N-E-I-L-J-A-M-E-S. I'm the Deputy Director of the West Central Municipal Conference. I'm here today to support Comcast and its partnership proposal with NBC Universal. The West Central Municipal Conference, or WCMC, was founded in 1980 to serve local government municipalities. Today, 36 communities located in West Suburban Cook County participate in our current population of more than 570,000 is diverse and growing. Our mission is to foster municipal cooperation and communication, develop solutions, and advocate common interests at the county, state, and federal levels of government. Comcast is a longtime affiliate member of the West Central Municipal Conference. Comcast has long been a supporter of our annual initiatives and has sponsored various charitable events in our member communities. As our executive director, Richard F. Pellegrino, has often stated, Comcast epitomizes ethical corporate citizenship. Another very important aspect of Comcast is that it is a valuable member in our business community. The company employs hundreds of local residents and provides very, very valuable services to the homeowners, but also the many businesses located in West Suburban Cook County. We greatly value Comcast's investment in our communities. At the West Central Municipal Conference, our focus is the future. Quite simply, our objective is to provide regional mechanism for intergovernmental cooperation among members. We believe that this proposal will greatly strengthen West Suburban Cook County, and we ask for the approval of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Alan Gomez, and I'm here representing Radios Populares, a Latin American solidarity collective based in Chicago. We build low-power FM stations in communities throughout Latin America because we believe that access to media is an integral part of the democratic participation. An example of the power that access to media can provide is in a station we work with in Nicaragua. A women's cooperative there established a health center in 1991, providing the only local medical care for 30,000 regional inhabitants. Initially well-received, the healthcare center came under attack when they started to address domestic violence. The only existing station in the small town adhered to very antiquated ideas about women as property of men. They would go so far as to denounce the health center women as witches. The women recognized the importance of having their own radio station to inform, provide education, and participate in the dialogue. Today, that station we helped build is the most significant radio station in the region. It plays an integral role in the health and vitality of the community and the town proper in the outlying harder-to-reach areas. Our philosophy is simple. Put the tools into the hands of the community. That gives them agency, which is the basis for democratic participation. We do this work in rural Latin America because there is no existing infrastructure. But here in Chicago, where we have existing infrastructure, we find ourselves repeatedly fighting to save it from disappearing. Chicago's public access station, KNTV, is a prime example of this. We need to strengthen the viability of these outlets with a plan to grow capacity. We need regulation that will strengthen the public's resources, not weaken them. We need oversight into every deal and merger that guarantees that the public will not be paying the price for private investment. And from the FCC, we need long-term vision and action that says we are here to serve and protect the public's interests at every turn. Public access stations provide the tools for people to freely participate in the dialogue, and a democracy, what could be more important than that?
Thank you for your thoughts. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. My name is Cassie Burns, B-U-R-N-S. I believe that there is opportunity just behind these doors. There is a young woman such as myself waiting on her opportunity to have a career, waiting on her opportunity for someone to tell her that she can do it, because that's what happened to me. I started my career in the cable industry as a door-to-door sales rep, never thinking that it would go anywhere. I was tired of sales, so I said, okay, I'll try to work in cable sales. At least I'll be on the cutting edge of technology. And from there, Comcast has given me numerous of opportunities to develop. I'm here to tell you today that since I've been in the cable industry, I've had 4 promotions, one in which I stand here very proudly to say that I am a role model for my family and for my friends. I am someone that my family can look up to. I am a mother of 2 lovely daughters, one who just graduated this past June from DeVry, and one who is a sophomore at Howard University in DC. I want to tell you that Comcast has also helped me to restore value in my daughters. My grandfather once told me that service is the price you pay for the space you occupy. And for that, I want to be able to say that my children see that we give back to the community working with Comcast. They look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Barbara Castellan. I'm CEO at Gads Hill, a community resource center established in 1898. We partner with the community to develop the assets of children, youth, adults, and families. And we serve the communities in Chicago of Pilsen, North Lawndale, Little Village, Back of the Yards, and Brighton Park. The vision of our organization is that every family should have the skills, the education, and the opportunity to make a better life. And Comcast has been a partner with us for a number of years now in fulfilling that mission. I firmly believe that Comcast will continue to its strong support of the community no matter what its corporate size. The core values of Comcast and their employees make giving back to the community a joy for them and for those of us who partner with them on behalf of the community. Gads Hill Center has enjoyed support from Comcast neighbors for several years. Comcast employees have volunteered with us. They've joined our committees. They've taken on leadership roles on our board of directors. Comcast sponsored a vocational training program and built a computer lab for the children in our community. They're committed to bringing parity for low-income people in access to communication and technology. We know we are only one of many local nonprofits to receive their support. You can see from the testimony here that a number of nonprofits in this area and the entire metropolitan community are strongly supported by Comcast. The annual Comcast Cares Day has provided support and funding to us as well as all of these nonprofits in the tri-state region. Through this experience, their employees are introduced to
us.
Thank you. Let's just take a minute to replenish our lines to keep this going. If numbers 11 through 20 can come down here and line up in the back of the line, and over here numbers 61 to 70, if you can work your way to microphone B, that would be great. In the meantime, please go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Maureen Kelly. I am the chairman of the board of the Chicago Southland Chamber of Commerce. I'm also employed at St. Xavier University. The Chamber of Commerce, the Southland Chamber of Commerce, is consists of 85 communities in the Southland region. We have approximately 800 members. We're primarily a volunteer organization. We have a very small staff, so we rely on community members and corporate partners for the success of our operation. Our mission is to assist and help provide the tools to businesses in our region to help make them better. We work on economic development, and we do this through programming. Without the ongoing support that we've enjoyed from Comcast over the years, our organization probably wouldn't be able to do that. We bring in speakers, and we have programming on a regular basis that assists upcoming businesses, long-standing businesses in our community. I truly believe that through making the business community stronger in our region, we're helping our schools and we're helping our communities. Our organization works very closely with elected officials on the state, federal, and government levels. Comcast has always been an active member on our board of directors. They've taken up advocacy issues that frankly have nothing to do with their industry, but know that they're good for our region. So I'm here in support of Comcast. We're appreciative to the partnership that we have with them, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Joseph McDaniel, and I am the club director for the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago's John A. Yancey Club in Inglewood's neighborhood. I wanted to be here tonight to tell you the committee how good Comcast has been to me and my club. On April 24th of this year, almost 200 Comcast employees and their families volunteered their Saturday morning and afternoon to come to the Yancey Club for a day of service. We had people cleaning our grounds, painting the facility, planting flowers, bushes, and trees, and beautifying our entire facility. It was a wonderful sight to see. At the end of the day of service, Comcast went even further in their assistance toward our club by presenting us with a $25,000 check to buy a new computer lab and new software for our members. They also installed new wiring for free and have donated brand new wireless systems for the Yancey Club. Because of Comcast, 70 kids are placed at a better educational standpoint. They take ownership and they are accountable for keeping the club nice and clean. I believe if you look better, you feel better, and you do better. Comcast provided that boost needed to inspire the Woodlawn community to take the pride in the community and the Yancey Club. The partnership expresses the concern Comcast shares in the struggle to assist many at-risk youth in becoming future leaders. Thank you.
Thank you. Please, go ahead.
Dale Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N, Neighbors for Peace, and activist with WZRD, which is a Pacifica affiliate. The largesse of a feudal lord may benefit those who receive it, but Comcast's role in this town doesn't make for democracy or access to real information on which decisions which affect our future will be made if there's to be a democracy. I'm opposed to the merger. NBC has already shown itself to be a promoter of war. They've shown themselves to limit access to information about the hazards of nuclear power, and they've shown themselves to be participants in the covering up of two stolen elections in this country. if there's to be a real democracy in this country, which the oligarchs seem to be in great fear of, we need access to more information such as is available from programs like Democracy Now, which Comcast has refused to allow onto its cable network. So I have had a chance recently to travel out west, talk to people casually. It's not a precise survey, but a lot of people are very disillusioned by what they saw happen on the bailout of Wall Street instead of Main Street, and disillusioned in the kind of disconnect between how it was reported in the mainstream media like NBC, etc., that this was somehow benefiting them. There's real disillusionment. I've heard people talk about getting their guns in revolution. That is not going to solve anything in this country's future except move it further toward fascism of the corporate type. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for sharing your views with us. Sir?
Dobry večer, good evening. My name is Mitchell Szczepańczyk, spelled MitchellSzepanczyk. You asked me to spell it, I did. I have been organizing for years against the corporate control of media in Chicago and nationwide, mostly with the group Chicago Media Action. I oppose the proposed merger of Comcast and NBC Universal. In my time working as a political organizer on media issues, Comcast has lobbied against better funding of Chicago public access television, has funded scare campaigns to defeat community internet referenda in the Chicago area, has tried to defeat network neutrality in the courts and in internet and in its internet traffic policies, has fired labor union organizers, and past employees of Comcast called one Chicago Comcast customer a, quote, bitch dog, unquote. Chicago Mayor Daley has called Comcast, quote, a model corporate citizen, unquote, but the record speaks a different story. And it gets worse. If Comcast buys out NBC Universal, suddenly the big bully of cable television and broadband internet now becomes a big bully at the National Association of Broadcasters, the Recording Industry Association of America, and the Motion Picture Association of America as well. With so many new rivals and so many new industries, Comcast can now make a lot more new enemies. And if the game is Comcast versus the world, I'm betting on the world. A big question for the FCC to consider here is, does the FCC get egg on its face and approve a merger that is arguably poised to lead to such discord? For this reason, and for Comcast's overall dismal record and abuse of its power, I urge the FCC to reject this merger. Dziękuję bardzo na wszystko. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Good evening. My name is Jacob Perez, and I'm representing UNO, the United Neighborhood Organization. We're a civic nonprofit group organizing within the Latino neighborhoods of Chicago for the past 25 years around quality of life issues, immigration, healthcare, housing, and with a focus now on education. This fall, we'll be opening up our ninth charter school in Chicago, making us the largest Hispanic charter operator in the country. And we are here to show our support for Comcast and their joint venture with NBCU. As many of you know, our state is facing its worst fiscal crisis ever, with hundreds of millions of dollars being cut in public education. And it is Comcast that is stepping up to the plate. It is because of their support that UNO will be able to continue with its much-lauded Young Leaders of Tomorrow program, where we get hundreds of different professionals from different backgrounds and fields to come and share their stories with our students, an initiative whose sole goal is to develop global, knowledgeable, lifelong learners. Comcast has demonstrated its commitment to community development, and it's UNO's belief that Comcast-NBC joint venture is in the public's best interest. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Please.
M-A-C-E-K. I'm a resident of Naperville, Illinois, and associate professor of media studies at North Central College. I oppose this deal because it will cost our region jobs, undermine local journalism, limit consumer options, and place increased control over Chicago's media in the hands of a company that is notorious for its abysmally low customer satisfaction ratings and its disregard for workers' rights. As someone who teaches students who aspire to careers in broadcasting and journalism, I'm particularly concerned about what this merger will mean for my students' future employment prospects. Every media merger in history has been accompanied by steep job cuts. Following AOL's merger with Time Warner in 2000, the combined company laid off some 2,400 employees in the first year alone, the equivalent of 3% of its total pre-merger workforce. And that was at a time when the economy was booming and media companies were flush with ad revenues. Comcast alone employs some 7,500 people in the Chicago area. If it trims 3% of its local workforce after the merger, 225 media workers in our market will lose their jobs. But given the dire economic situation today, and given the huge amount of debt that Comcast will have to take on to pursue this merger, in all likelihood, the cuts will be much more severe. Beyond that, I'm deeply troubled by Comcast's well-documented hostility to its workers' rights to organize and bargain collectively. After Comcast acquired AT&T Broadband in 2002, it proceeded to try to break the workers' unions at a number of collective bargaining units it inherited as part of the deal, including at five shops here in Chicago. In short, the proposed merger is not in workers' interest, and it's certainly not in the public interest. The FCC should deny the application to transfer NBC Universal's licensed broadcast stations.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am?
My name is Shelley Lewis. I am the executive director of Little Angels in Elgin. Little Angels is a facility for children and young adults with severe disabilities and complex medical needs. It is one of the most specialized facilities in the state. We provide round-the-clock skilled care and services, and our residents require total care for all activities of daily living. Comcast has proven to be a reliable partner in helping us meet the needs of our residents time and again. When we needed to provide the digital upgrade to our residents' televisions, a complicated venture given our building infrastructure, Comcast promised to make it a prompt, timely transition, and they delivered. The work was swift, thorough, efficient, and free of charge. Moreover, for two consecutive years, more than 100 Comcast employee volunteers have performed many chores around our grounds, all as part of the annual Comcast Cares Day. In addition, a local Comcast executive is a member of the board of directors of our not-for-profit arm. He has provided invaluable assistance and direction with numerous large fundraising events. Little Angels has learned that if Comcast makes a promise, we can be certain they will provide. We are a 57-bed facility, small in comparison to other organizations. We are not backed or owned by a corporation or a powerful entity. That Comcast would provide so much help to a small facility in a community of less than 100,000. It is testament to Comcast's focus on the needs of the communities where it does business. Little Angels is proud to partnership. We are proud of the partnership we have established with Comcast. We are equally proud to make known our support and appreciation of Comcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, my name is Angela Zavala. It's Z as in zebra, A, V as in Victor, A-L-A. And I'm here to talk about my experiences as an Emma Bowen Foundation intern as well as a Comcast employee. I'm an alumni of the Emma Bowen Foundation. It is a program for minority interests in media, and it basically partners students with partner companies such as Comcast for internships for 5 years throughout college and right before college. And I was a part of that program, and it was a tremendous opportunity for me and for other students because we really had a chance to learn about the industry, to network with executives, unlike any other chance I would have had to with the family that, with the background that I had. So it was a really tremendous opportunity that I could personally attest to Comcast. And after graduating, I knew right away that I wanted to work for them because of their commitment to minority interests in media, and I thought that I would be able to go back and really take advantage of all the development opportunities there. So I did, and of course I was very excited by the opportunities that they offered, and right away they gave me considerable responsibilities within the company. They let me lead a United Way campaign drive with among employees, promote a scholarship program, lead 2 days, big days of volunteerism. In fact, it was one that somebody just mentioned. Additionally, I'm always given opportunities and encouraged to volunteer in the community, to participate in mentoring programs, to participate in professional organizations, and every day I really truly feel that the leadership really wants me to grow and develop and be an active community leader. So I just wanted to personally attest to that today. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Go ahead.
Commissioner Copps, staff, members of the Media Bureau, welcome to Chicago. I'm Barbara Popovich, Executive Director of Chicago's Public Access Television Network, CAN-TV. The FCC recently asked over 40 questions as part of its future of media proceeding. That proceeding started with the assumption that many of the challenges encountered in today's media environment will be addressed by the market without government intervention. It's not happening. Comcast has made public interest assertions about the merger. The Alliance for Communications Democracy has filed comments indicating the numerous ways that those assertions fail to protect the public interest in relation to PEG access. In Chicago, Comcast has made good on its obligations regarding public access. But Comcast support of public channels has been withdrawn in a growing number of places where government has failed to protect the public. Despite the fact that competition is but one of the FCC's public interest goals, during the previous administration, competition trumped all other principles, and a host of FCC rulings shook up the field. Industry dressed up business decisions that were adverse to the public interest as a necessary reaction to competition. The FCC passed rulings that swept aside decades of development in public media. We're talking about three votes, because on most of those rulings, Commissioner Copps was one of two opposing votes. So what will this FCC do to turn that around? What will you do to affirmatively reinstate the goals of localism, diversity, and service for all? The FCC has yet to grant the ACM et al. Petition challenging the discriminatory treatment of PEG channels that blatantly defy these goals. What signal does that send on this merger? Understandably, the industry acts in its own interest. It's the FCC's job to act in the public interest. We don't need ombudsmen at the FCC. We need leaders. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, please proceed.
Thank you. My name is Michael Howard. I'm the CEO of Fuller Park Community Development, and I'm here basically to attest to the fact of Comcast being one of the most social responsible partners that we have. We've been in existence 22 years providing social service programs to one of Chicago's smallest communities of Fuller Park. And what's really interesting about our relationship with Comcast is that they actually came and looked us up. We did not approach them. They came to us and asked, how can we help Fuller Park Community Development meet its mission? And our mission was is today to help improve the quality of life for some of Chicago's poorest communities. And they have stepped up in providing food gardens in a food desert. They have built a children's farm and a barn so that local residents can have fresh eggs. They have come out and provided local resources so that kids can grow flowers and food and learn about the ecology that surrounds them. Our community outreach person from Comcast has been more involved with our programs than any other corporate partner that we've ever been able to become partners with. And so we're here today to attest to the fact that socially we find Comcast to be very responsible. We find them to be very truthful in doing what they say they're going to do in regards to the social ills that they have helped us to address in our community. And we hope that that corporate sensitivity will continue in the future to help many other families that they have helped, and to the families of Comcast and their employees, which number in the hundreds, we just would like to say thank you. And we hope that the FCC takes all that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Bill Murdoch, and I'm with Spanish Broadcasting System. Mr. Copps, Mr. Lake, members of the FCC. I'll be brief. There seems to be no doubt that this proposed joint venture would, again, would once again reduce ownership diversity at a time when the FCC has stated that one of its major policy goals is to increase ownership diversity. I would like to know from the FCC officials if they're in fact going to require concessions from Comcast and NBC that some of these assets will be offered to minority group broadcasters as a precondition to governmental approval of the joint venture. And it would further media diversity and reduce vertical integration to require the divestiture of the NBC Telemundo owned and operated television stations as a precondition of the merger, with a preference to minority broadcasters. This would further the goal of diversity. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Spencer. I'm the executive director of Naperville Community Television, Channel 17. Our mission is to educate, preserve, assist, inform, entertain, and celebrate our community through diverse programming of our community television station, probably known best as public access. We are 24/7. We have three weekly programs, one news, two sports. We do two bi-monthlies and one live talk show a month that celebrates our not-for-profits and gives them voice. And we've been in existence for about 23 years. About 6 years ago, we actively engaged our cable partners, which are Comcast and also Wide Open West and now AT&T. And we actively engaged them and invited them to sit on our board of directors. They've always had that opportunity, just never taken advantage of it. And we have found that partnership to be wonderful. They're able to see what we're doing and be involved with our community. And that was about 6 years ago. 5 years ago, we moved locations and Comcast stepped up. We were going to an industrial park. There wasn't cable over there at that time. So they had to trench to a lot of expense of their own to bring the cable signal to us and bring our signal back out to them. And they eagerly did that without hesitation. About 3 years ago, we premiered a sports program, a weekly sports program called Naperville Sports Weekly. It covers the six high schools in our area, varsity sports, men's and women's. We are one of the only groups in the Chicagoland area providing this much high school coverage for its area. And we started out with sponsorships, and Comcast was one of the first to step up. And if anybody does sponsorship, it helps to have a nice big group come with you at the start. It lends a lot of credibility to you, and Comcast eagerly stepped up. And so they've been a tremendous partner with us. We've been able to educate a lot too. We have both high school and college internships as well as community education. Some of our high schoolers have gone on to do great things. We have a high school student who became a college intern, became a part-time employee on the news show, and is now at ABC in New Bern, North Carolina. We have a college student who helped premiere that news program, who's now in CNN Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello. My name is Dr. Laura Chamberlain. I'm a longtime progressive activist in Chicago, a member of the Progressive Democrats of America, and a number of peace and healthcare advocates associations. And the corporate consolidated media at the present is deficient in progressive voices, especially progressive news sources. And with this merger, I can only see that this situation would get worse rather than improve. With the vertical integration and the horizontal integration that are inherent in this merger, I see that it would only crucify on the cross of consolidation the local news, media unions, media jobs, media access, real media competition, diversity of media ownership, diversity of voices in the media, affordable internet and cable, open innovation of content, technology and distribution, net neutrality, and possibly even drive a stake into the heart of our very beloved democracy, which thrives on the vibrant, free flow of information and that is accessible to all. I do not see any reason for this merger other than corporate profit and greed. There is no apparent benefit to the public good of this merger. Poorly enforced regulations are no substitute for real competition in the media market. And I have to ask, is Comcast a social service agency or is it a media provider? I just have to ask this. It seems like a great community partner, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about media consolidation. So I implore you, please, just say no. Comcast will survive if you say no, and NBC will survive also. If GE wants to divest themselves of NBC, they can do so in the open market. They don't have to. You do not have to assist them in creating
time.
Another too big to fail.
Thank you for sharing your views with us. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Nicholas Norris. I'm a resident of the city of Chicago, and I'm just representing myself. I feel very, very strongly that the Comcast-NBC merger is a very, very bad idea. And I agree wholeheartedly with the previous speaker. I think this is a threat to democracy. I think this is a threat to freedom. I think this one thing that particularly worries me, I listen to MSNBC every night. I listen to Rachel Maddow and Ed Schultz. And I'm afraid with this merger that those three people could be, and Keith Olbermann as well, I fear that those three people could be forced out. And that's my big fear about this merger. I think this is bad for America. I think this is bad for a democracy. I think this is very bad for the city of Chicago. I notice they want two new TV channels. I think they have enough power. And they spent all this money going out and buying up all this goodwill with the social service agencies. That's fine. I congratulate those social service agencies on, you know, being successful. But there's more to it than just being a social service agency. We need democracy, we need freedom, we need transparency, and aren't we all tired of big, arrogant corporations running our lives?
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Vicky Cervantes, C-E-R-V-A-N-T-E-S, and I'm here representing a community media producers group in El Ojo, E-N-E-L-O-J-O. We are an all-volunteer producers group. We work in the Latino community of Pilsen and Little Village with a number of community organizations. We're also CAN TV producers, and we do documentaries, talk shows, and cultural shows of importance to the Latino community in Spanish or bilingual. We are very concerned with protection of the public access to media. We believe that the role of the FCC is crucial in this. We don't believe that the role of the FCC is to make decisions based on how generous a company may be to community organizations, but on what's good for democracy and media and democracy in this country. We need spaces like CAN TV to receive more protection. We need the FCC to enforce regulations that protect public access to the media. Whenever there are insufficient laws mandating public access, companies will cancel those networks, as Comcast has done in Springfield and in places in Indiana. When the FCC does not enforce vigorously the laws to protect the public, companies will tend to ignore the regulations they don't like, which is what seems to be happening with AT&T and the U-verse. What we are seeing is that expansions represented by these mergers actually reduce the diversity of voices that get to be heard on the air. And without vigorous protection of public access, without vigorous enforcement of the real public interest, voices from communities like ours will be excluded. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Christine Lee. I'm the owner of North Star Cable Construction. It's a contracting firm for Comcast. I'm grateful for Comcast giving me the opportunity as an Asian female that maybe I would not have otherwise gotten. When I first started the company, I started with approximately 10 to 15 employees. We have now grown to over 100 employees. During these hard economic times, because of my partnership with Comcast, I have a company which provides for myself and my family, and I'm also a single mom. But in addition, I'm able to provide jobs for over 100 employees who are also diverse in culture and heritage. So in summary, I just wanted to say that due to my partnership with Comcast, the city of Chicago including myself, benefits greatly. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Please go ahead.
My name is Christine Kenny. I'm the Executive Director of Literacy Works. And Literacy Works' mission is to provide a basic human right, the right to read, write, and interpret the world. Literacy Works provides training, support, and direct services to adult and family literacy programs, as well as workforce development programs. We work with 50 different member agencies in over 30 communities across the Chicago area. Therefore, Comcast's financial support of Literacy Works ripples across the Chicago area. We're very grateful for Comcast's support and look forward to working with them as partners into the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I want to thank you for the opportunity to urge you to safeguard public access in any decisions that you make.
Excuse me, could you just state your name? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My name is Cynthia Bathurst, and I am co-founder and principal director of Safe Humane Chicago, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. Safe Humane Chicago is a diverse alliance dedicated to stopping the violence against our children and our companion animals. We promote and provide positive, beneficial activities and resources for those who need it most to make safer, more humane communities. Key aspects of our mission are meeting local needs and connecting a diverse public in very basic ways. So I'm speaking tonight from the perspective of organizations whose use of CAN-TV's public access programming was crucial to our successes. Were it not for the opportunity provided by access to Chicago's cable television audience, we wouldn't be where we are with Safe Humane Chicago. Because of public access programming, we have hosted and connected with a broad range of guests, including community members grappling with violence and related companion animal issues, animal, family, and community welfare professionals, criminal justice professionals, neighborhood groups, and individuals young and old. The demographics we have reached was and continues to be those who need our message and our resources and our partnership. Public access programming took us beyond the anti-violence initiatives, beyond the animal welfare public, to a broader public whom we could reach in no other single way. So here's my concern with the merger: a loss of independent public access at a time and in a political climate that depends on public access. I urge you to ensure that we do not sacrifice public access to private profit. One of Safe Humane Chicago's community programs is called It's All Connected. Please help keep us connected. Thank you.
Thank you. Please, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Guritz, G-U-R-I-T-Z. I'm here representing the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County, and also here to express support for the Comcast NBC UGE joint venture. I'm here to attest to the corporate citizenship initiatives of Comcast. For the past 3 years, the Forest Preserve District has worked in partnership with Comcast through its corporate citizenship initiatives, including Comcast Cares. This has included work at three of the district's education centers. What this does is, in addition to providing support for these park resources that are a public benefit, it also heightens awareness of these facilities to the general public through their media outlets. I'd like to share a short excerpt that was written from our president, Dewey Parati, to the FCC commission. Chairman Jenikowski and Commissioner Copps was copied on this as well. Comcast's commitment to the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County is multifaceted. Personally appeared on Comcast Newsmakers to spread the word about our mission and work. We are proud to partner with Comcast each year for their annual Day of Volunteerism. Together, we've mobilized hundreds of volunteers to beautify and improve our parks, farms, and forest preserves. On April 24th, 2010, most recently, volunteers worked to plant flowers, spread mulch, paint sheds, pick up debris, and clean trails. Comcast is an ideal corporate and community partner. Its support through volunteerism, media, and charitable works are woven in the fabric of our communities. In addition to the media contributions from Comcast, seed funding has provided support for everything from public special events to small capital improvement projects at the preserves. I'm here to thank the commission for this opportunity to attest to Comcast's corporate citizenship initiatives and express support for this joint venture. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming down. If we could replenish our groups a little bit, the folks that have numbers 21 through 30, please line up under microphone A, behind microphone A, and 71 through 80 by microphone B. Appreciate it. And Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. My name is Sam Kang, spelled K-A-N-G. I'm the managing attorney for the Green Lining Institute. Green Lining is a nonprofit advocacy organization seeking to protect consumers and California's diverse communities. Green Lining is part of the National Coalition for Competition. We have filed an official petition to deny with the FCC, and I have personally testified before Congress on this matter last month. I am not here to dispel or dispute Comcast's works in the community in terms of the organizations you've heard from. I'm here to point out two key of the myriad of problems that deal with the merger itself. You've heard of the self-evident benefits of having diverse media ownership and how Comcast is lacking in that. But why is that important? One, it has a direct impact on the health of our democracy, and I'll give you one fundamental example. Last year, there was a breakthrough study conducted that measured the impact of local Spanish language TV news. And having that available in Hispanic markets increased Hispanic voter turnout in those markets by as much as 5 to 10 percentage points. 5 to 10% more Hispanic voters voted because there was local Spanish language access TV news available. That means if you build it, they will come and they will vote. Unfortunately, Comcast is about to inherit an entity in NBC that tried to dismantle 5 of the top 10 Hispanic media markets in this country, and Comcast has a far worse record than NBC. And also, there has a fundamental impact on the economy. Verizon and AT&T in last year alone injected $600 million, one year alone, to diverse businesses in one state, in California. Comcast's supplier diversity and procurement is pitiful compared to that. Why does that make a difference? Because if Comcast is allowed to compete head-to-head against good players like AT&T and Verizon, it will siphon away revenue from those communities, and this will prevent job growth. I'm here to urge the FCC to come to California. Chicago should not be viewed as the end zone for public input. It should be seen as a kickoff. Thank you.
Time.
Thank you for sharing your views with us. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jim Ryan, R-H-Y-N-E, and I'm a resident of the city of Chicago. I don't have cable because I don't watch that much TV, so it doesn't make economic sense for me to pay for the few shows and news programs that I want to watch. Instead, I rely on the free channels transmitted over the airwaves that we as citizens own. In return for free use of these public airwaves, I expect a lot from the companies charged with serving the public interest. As I see it, this merger is groundbreaking for its potential damage to the public interest and our democracy. But ultimately, it's about choice or the lack thereof. Who gets to choose how I view content over the public's airwaves? As stewards of these airwaves, you, the FCC, hold the power to help protect my interests and my choice. I am profoundly opposed to this merger and the potential that one of the few stations I now get for free could be gobbled up into a pay service, compelling me to buy something that I don't want just to get a few channels I'm entitled to view for free. So I respectfully ask you to consider the following. Does it make sense, in service of the public interest, to allow one company that already controls cable and internet to also control these vital broadcast stations? Will Comcast honor current public service broadcast commitments that, while worthy, go beyond simply sponsoring and supporting local nonprofits? How can we be sure content won't be restricted for cable-only subscribers? I understand Comcast has promised not to meddle with over-the-air broadcasts, but they have a history of broken promises. So even if they agree, what would compel them to follow through? At some point, we must recognize the irreversible erosion of a valuable public asset like the airwaves and vow to stop allowing big companies to grow bigger at the expense of the public good and leaving consumers with no choice. I hope you'll agree to vote to deny this merger. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Mia Martinez, Deputy Director for Mabuhay Alliance. On behalf of Mabuhay Alliance and its Executive Director, Faith Bautista, and on behalf of our nation's 18.5 million Asian Americans, we commend this commission for holding what we hope will be the first of many public forums of public hearings on the Comcast-NBC merger. Mabuhay Alliance is a national Asian American consumer diversity and small business advocacy organization that first opposed Comcast's acquisition of NBC in its March 15th filing before the FCC. In discussing conditions for approval for this merger, we are joined in this request by the Black Economic Council and the Latino Business Chamber of Greater Los Angeles. Comcast's June 30th announcement of this so-called agreement with some self-selected Latino organizations has far too many deficiencies to be considered in the public interest. First, it contains no specific data on their employment of minorities, no specific data on business opportunities for minority-owned businesses, no specifics on investments in underserved communities, and no specific data on philanthropy to underserved minority communities. Second, this deficiency alone is sufficient. However, it is compounded by an even greater deficiency. It does not set any specifics, much less measurable goals. Nowhere in this agreement is there any information on the number of Latinos and how many will be employed relating to future specific commitments for Latinos, much less other minorities. Similarly, nowhere does it contain any specifics relating to investments or philanthropy on Latinos or other minorities. In light of these deficiencies, we urge that the FCC request that Comcast go back to the drawing board and meet with independent minority organizations, including minority organizations that have opposed this merger, to develop an effective multi-ethnic agreement. This agreement must be transparent as to the present status of Comcast and NBC relating to minorities and must be very specific and have measurable goals. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your views with us tonight. Sir?
Good evening. I'm Michael Evans, President and CEO of the Bolingbrook Area Chamber of Commerce, and I can't wait to get home to watch some cable television. But I digress. We're here today not to discuss the creation of a media conglomerate, rather the collaboration of investment and interest, which will provide consumers with some of the greatest access to high-quality content and great technology that's available to our families. Our local communities benefit in a variety of ways by having great access to good-paying careers, not just jobs, which has provided a pay-it-forward attitude that I think we can all agree, if businesses all across our country represented that same mentality, our communities would be far better off. In addition, you've heard about the social and not-for-profit investment they make in our communities. These organizations make our towns and villages and cities work. They provide necessary resources that government and social agencies just cannot without the financial investment. But more importantly, they've provided a platform through Comcast to small business owners all around the country that where they have serviced. Through their business class line of products and programs like Newsmakers and other services and their quick on-time service for small business owners and getting franchisees and operators to go open their doors and provide their service to communities even quicker has provided countless tax revenue, jobs, and so forth. So I think we can all see that allowing good corporate citizens to further their business is going to provide a greater impact to our economies in general. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Grady Davis. I am a proud member of the Chicago DODO chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen. I'm the elected parliamentarian of the chapter, and I'm not speaking for the organization today. I'm speaking for myself as an individual. I'm also an independent producer of programs using Public Access Network Company here in Chicago. In 2007, I produced a miniseries on original members of the Tuskegee Airmen that aired on Public Access channels. I'm sure you are aware of the history and the denial faced by all of the original members of the Tuskegee Airmen when they returned to public life. That miniseries, while not perfect in its production, was only possible because we in Chicago had access to public channels that was independent of corporate control. The merger of Comcast and NBC is simply the combining of two mega giants already in the industry. Organizations like the Tuskegee Airmen need a method to broadcast their programs that can only be accomplished with open access to public channels. The Tuskegee Airmen have a Young Eagles program to give youngsters between the ages of 7 and 17 the opportunity to fly a real airplane every second Saturday of the month. We need to broadcast our program without restrictions. The pending merger should not limit but enhance public access channels, and your protection should be that of a guardian of public access channels. Any possible merger of Comcast and NBC must have the safeguards to protect and help improve public, educational, and governmental channels. I place the emphasis on public because that represents the people, not just the politicians who are in office at the time. The use of creditable, equitable, public access channels, regardless of this merger, is important. Public access channels are hidden on the AT&T cable network. The legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen and the legacy of this FCC panel should be the same to protect public. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Robert Wharton, President and CEO of CETA. I want to thank you for the opportunity to address the FCC and share with you some of the highlights of the wonderful partnership that CETA has with Comcast. CETA is the country's largest not-for-profit community action agency. We're located right here in Chicago, and we provide social services to over 375,000 Cook County residents, most of whom are low income to moderate income. Community action agencies were born out of the war and poverty legislation in the mid-60s, and as such, we administer well-known programs that include Head Start, home weatherization, LIHEAP, programs through the Community Services Block Grant. Several of our programs are funded through private grants. For instance, the Comcast President's Grant. CETA was fortunate to receive the Comcast President's Grant, which is a three-year, $75,000 award. With the funding, we were able to enhance our computer lab at Southeast CETA in Robbins, Illinois, with broadband access, additional hardware and software, and computer literacy classes. For those of you unfamiliar with it, Robbins is a South Suburban community where 50% of the households have annual incomes of less than $25,000. We now offer computer classes for Head Start children, seniors, clients, and all community residents. The community uses the lab that's open weekdays and weekends for resume writing, job searches, and other projects that require internet access. CETA also offered free income tax preparation assistance with volunteers from IRS. Beyond the computer lab, Comcast has been a true partner. 2 years ago.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie Marcianetti, Vice President of Seguin Services. We're a community not-for-profit that serves developmentally disabled adults and children, a complete array of residential, day program, vocational, adoption, and foster care services. And not that I want to repeat for the 80th time, but Comcast has been just the most incredible corporate partner we've ever experienced. I've been with Seguin for 24 years. And beyond all the obvious that everyone's already mentioned, the Comcast Care Days, the tens of thousands they've given us in grants, what's most important, I think, to us is they really share commitment to our mission, which focuses on facing head-on the discrimination that people with developmental disabilities have faced throughout history, and have really promoted our agenda to, especially in regards to educating young people. And they have recently awarded us a grant to work with elementary and middle school children to promote disability awareness in our local communities, and that's been so important to us, as well as the free publicity they've given us and the public awareness with news, the different public awareness. Now I can't remember the term, but the free publicity that they've given us with regard to all of our programs and the initiatives that we are especially promoting, entrepreneurial ventures that provide jobs for people with disabilities too, and they've just been wonderful partners, the likes of which we had not ever known before. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Wanda Avila, A-V-I-L-A. I am the co-founder and executive director of La Familia Unida Counseling Agency in Chicago, Illinois. La Familia Unida, since 1997, has been providing bilingual and multicultural counseling, parenting classes, and specialized psychoeducational groups to perpetrators of domestic violence and generalized violence. We began at first to use public access since 2000 by becoming members of CAN-TV and recording an episode of Community Forum in Spanish to provide a more thorough explanation of what we do. And we have continued to utilize their services since then. We recognize that mental health services and services given to perpetrators of violence of any kind could be considered controversial or even taboo, not only in the Latino community, but for many others within the fabric of the United States. Public access has given us a voice to provide education, information, and resources for those in need. Allowing any company to make public access difficult to reach, like AT&T's UVerse system, this is unacceptable and does not serve the interests of people seeking outlets for a better future. We ask that the FCC consider these most important factors when regulating the corporations who wish to expand channels. They have their corporate interests, but what about us? What about public access? Public access is affordable and even more real media than reality television and many cable channels pretend to be. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your views with us. Sir?
Good evening. I'm Jonathan Levin, Chief Executive Officer and President of Age Options, the area agency on aging for suburban Cook County. We serve an area with 2 million people, of which 246,000 are over 460,000 are over the age of 60. And we work with community organizations to provide service. In 2009, we reached over 195,000 people in suburban Cook County, as well as with partners across the state on a number of programs. We provide nutrition, social services, legal assistance, and a number of other supports that help people live independently in their own homes for as long as it's wise and possible. I want to thank you tonight for having this hearing and for allowing us to express our appreciation to Comcast for their opportunities to provide information to older people in the newsmaker segments on CNN in terms of their support of our annual event and in terms of the contributions they've provided to the community. We believe it's very important that older persons receive a blend of programming that's diverse and important to their needs. First, too often, and often many folks are isolated, and this is their only social connection. And we also hope that your actions will lead toward affordable and accessible broadband services. And we think that this is an opportunity for us to say that Comcast has demonstrated a real strength and support in the community of programs and services, and we appreciate that, and we also appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Courtney Reed, R-E-I-D, and I am here on behalf of Center on Halsted. Center on Halsted is the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, LGBT, community center of Chicago. We serve thousands of individuals each year with an array of programs and services for young people, for seniors, for victims of domestic violence and hate crimes. We provide mental health counseling, HIV testing. We're the home of the State of Illinois HIV/AIDS hotline. And we offer also cultural, educational, and recreational programs to enrich the life and the experience of our community members. The center is very much the intersection of diversity for Chicago's LGBT community. On any given day, people of all ages, races, genders, sexual orientations, and incomes visit our center. It's probably the one place in Chicago where some of the wealthiest and some of the poorest members of our community can meet. I want to speak about the supportive corporate relationship we have with Comcast, as have many of the other speakers tonight. What's important for us is that Comcast supports our queer youth organizing project, through which young people, many of whom are low income, young people of color, many of whom are homeless, work with our youth organizer to create change in our community. From organizing for more housing for young adults, for safe spaces for young people to be at night, to creating opportunities to change the perceptions that folks in our neighborhood have of young people who visit our center. This project creates empowered, confident young people who know how to make a difference in their community. Without the support of Comcast, who has stepped up to support this project, we would not be able to have a full-time organizer. We're proud that Comcast is a supporter of the LGBT community, and we're glad that Comcast is concerned about young people who are often marginalized and disenfranchised. I think most importantly, regardless of the outcome of the decision of the FCC, Comcast will continue to be a strong corporate partner.
Time.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. My name is Fran Bell, and I'm the Vice President of Community and Government Relations for the YMCA of Metropolitan Chicago. Since 1858, generations of kids, families, and adults have relied on the YMCA of Metro Chicago to provide a safe place for recreational activities and valuable programming. Through our 20 membership centers, 12 housing locations, 4 resident camps, 30 human service sites, and more than 100 extension sites throughout the city and suburbs, the YMCA impacts hundreds of thousands of lives annually, helping to strengthen neighborhoods and respond to community needs. As one of the Chicago Family Service Organizations, the Y is dedicated to improving the quality of life for community residents through programs that provide support and enrichment, life skills, and promote wellness and for spirit, mind, and body. More than 35,000 children participate in Y programs ranging from sports, aquatics, and after-school, summer camp, and community schools education enhancement. Y is a safe haven for areas challenged by violence. YMCA stabilize, anchor, and nurture communities and represent a community's commitment to its residents, resulting in thousands of volunteer hours of planning, community mobilizing, and fundraising. We're a catalyst for renewal, providing local jobs, developing leadership, and extending resources that empower residents for problem solving. The work of the Y, however, cannot be successfully executed without strong partners. Both NBC Universal and Comcast provide generous support for Y youth development programs. Both companies are represented on the senior leadership team of the YMCA's Black and Latino Achievers Program Steering Committee, and that program constructively engages African American and Latino youth living in Chicago by providing alternatives to at-risk behaviors such as gang and criminal activity, drug use, and early pregnancy. Without the support of NBCU and Comcast, the Y's Black and Latino Achievers program would not be possible. They are our largest supporters, not only through funding, but employees have participated in a variety of large-scale volunteer activities. I've observed the benefits of both organizations' services to Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Mike Callis, and I represent a group of media activists in Chicago who believe that this Comcast-NBC merger is bad for consumers, bad for diversity, bad for democracy, and bad for America. This merger will create a bigger corporate monopoly, only now with the downside of vertical integration, where one company controls not only the channels, but also the content, which is a serious conflict of interest. Media monopolies are already too big, and I ask, when is enough enough? When 6 corporations own 95% of all mediums of communication, including radio, TV, book publishing, magazines, telecommunications, movie studios, music production, and internet, this is a landscape of media monopoly. The job of the FCC is to protect diversity, protect competition, and protect localism. Media activists in Chicago feel that the FCC is failing in all respects and not doing this job. At what point will this stop? And when will the FCC start regulating these corporations? Will we wait till only one company owns 100% of the media landscape? The failure of the corporate media monopolies to fulfill the responsibility for public services is illustrated by the fact that not one major news network did not cover or even mention the Illinois gubernatorial debates held by independent candidates. And I'd like that to be added to the public record that not one major news organization decided to cover the independent debates. And when the corporate news networks fail to report on an event as critical as the election of governor, they have broken the contract of fairness and objectivity and violated the public's trust. This shows that the corporate media monopolies don't care about providing a public service. They only care about making money. It is because media provides such an important service that we can't allow this merger to take place. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello. My name is Vicki Smith, and I'm the executive director of the Southwest Conference of Mayors. We are a group of elected officials representing 21 communities in Southwest Cook County and representing a population of excess of 350,000.
Excuse me, could you just get a little closer to the mic?
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm here to voice my support for the proposed merger. Comcast is an active member in the Southwest Conference of Mayors. Comcast has been an exemplary partner, which you have already heard from everyone, providing numerous sponsorships for our many educational programs as well as our philanthropic causes. Comcast has always been willing to lend a hand to the conference in various ways. featuring our members on Newsmakers, which provides a vital outlet for our members to get information across to their citizens. It also helps educate our members on issues such as the mandated digital transition, and it participates in many of our activities as well as serving on numerous committees in our organization. More importantly, and this is key, Comcast has helped to further our conference's mission to lower the cost of government while improving services to our citizens by upgrading our entire area with broadband services and by carrying PEG programming for our municipalities. I am confident that Comcast's proposed union with NBC Universal will be a success. It will just be another example of their commitment and leadership. I ask the FCC to approve this proposal in an expeditiously manner, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Please.
My name is Deirdre Joy Smith, D-E-I-R-D-R-E, Joy Smith, and I am the president and founder of Power Opening Doors for Women. Power is a 7-year-old not-for-profit organization that is based here in Chicago, and we bring together senior-level women with women of high potential to talk mostly about career advancement in areas such as finance, philanthropy, corporate leadership, how to get on a corporate board, among other topics. Comcast has been a sponsor of Power for the last 7 years, and we fully support the Comcast-NBC joint venture. Comcast is a great corporate citizen. The partnership that we have had over the 7 years has had a profound impact on the women's community. Over 6,000 women have participated in our program, and over 93% of the women who have participated in the program have said that they have found our program of value in terms of their professional development. After participating in our program, several of the women who come from various industries, various ethnic backgrounds, various career levels, actually go back to their workplace and develop a women's initiative that not only supports their professional development, but has an impact on the corporation at large. In 2008, we decided to expand outside of Chicago, and the local Comcast women introduced us to their colleagues in Philadelphia. Comcast was very generous during this time and hosted our program in their fabulous headquarters in Philadelphia, where we had over 400 women participate from the corporate and civic arena. Over the past 2 years, as we know, companies have been pulling back their support, but not Comcast. Because of the economy, we've lost a lot of financial support, but Comcast stayed the course. In addition to becoming our presenting sponsor in all of our markets, they also provide a videotape of our programs that we can upload on our website for marketing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Claire Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, and I'm a concerned citizen. And I realize that a lot of the comments here are related to Comcast's record in contributing to social service community organizations, which is laudable, but I really don't feel it is relevant to this topic of the media merger at all. And I am vehemently opposed to further consolidation of our media into the hands of media monopolies like Comcast and NBC. Everyone knows that we, the people, are completely dominated by only one perspective in our mainstream news media, that of corporate interests. To illustrate this point, I ask you, when is the last time that you heard on the radio, in the newspapers, or seen on TV or cable any significant coverage of labor issues, or, God forbid, the struggle to unionize workers? A week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, or 20 years ago? I mean, you can hardly remember. The fact is that 99% of mainstream media coverage is devoted to entertainment and sports and other trivia, and only about 1% covers issues that really affect how people live their lives, like decent wages and other issues. And the 1% mention of labor issues is almost 100% anti-labor. Heaven help us if we try to educate people on what the Employee Free Choice Act means or why we need it. And Comcast, as is demonstrated, is really anti-union anyway. That should be enough to disqualify them. The only outlet that people have to hear other perspectives on the news and coverage of issues that affect people's lives is through the alternative media, progressive magazines and books, but especially the internet. And that is why we absolutely need net neutrality. And we cannot rely on vague promises, because these two behemoths must prove in advance that they're going to comply. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your views. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Jerry Bennett, J-E-R-R-Y-B-E-N-N-E-T-T. I am mayor of the city of Palos Hills. I am president of the Southwest Conference of Mayors. I am the past president of the Metropolitan Mayors Caucus, which represents 280 communities and 8 million people in the metropolitan area, and also past president of the Illinois Municipal League, which represents every city and village in the state of Illinois. I mention these things because as a local mayor, I've had the opportunity and pleasure over 30 years, I've been mayor for 30 years, to work with the various cable companies and certainly and most recently with Comcast, and understanding and enforcing local ordinances that we have in our franchise agreements with those cable companies. We have also worked with the General Assembly over the years as cable franchises have changed and a need to have a clear understanding about the importance of cable television in our local community. You know, and sitting here for the last hour and listening to some of the comments, 30 years ago when I became mayor, we also were the first community in the metropolitan area to provide cable service to the entire metropolitan area. So I sit in a unique position, stand in a unique position, to tell you that I've seen the changes that have taken place over 30 years of changes, of mergers, of acquisitions. And let me tell you that in all those 30 years and in working with other mayors, public access has improved. It has not gone down. And I listened to some of the comments here about 30 years ago, we only had about 7 stations in the city of Chicago. Now we have hundreds. And cable still remains a choice of people to do and to take and to listen to or watch. It's still their choice. People have an opportunity, at least through cable television, to have public access. We didn't have public access 30 years ago. There was nothing available for us. And the work that's going on with Comcast over the years with local government has been phenomenal in expanding it. People wouldn't have the opportunity to listen to some of the diverse and minority groups that have spoken here today if it wasn't for cable access that's being provided today by Comcast. And one last comment on some of the trivializing that's been comments been made about a corporate investment. Comcast has invested millions of dollars in local communities through these organizations. And if they didn't, these organizations may not be around. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. I'm Jeanette Foreman, and I'm an attorney and a private person speaking on behalf of myself and not some of the other organizations that I belong to that have been very active in this field. I'm here basically to speak to the larger issue of how media is critically important. And the FCC has a critically important role to play in our historical development. That is, that if we go forward with allowing a corporation to dominate our thoughts, to dominate our media on the level that this represents, on the level that organizations such as Free Press have talked about, we will be heading down a road that will absolutely destroy our democracy. When you look at what the potential for the control of minds and hearts that has been put together by this, what we see is something that is frightening. We literally know that we have a new Supreme Court decision that has said that corporations are now people, that corporations can spend unlimited money in order to get their points across. When we combine that concept with the idea that a corporation can control millions of hearts and minds, and that the FCC or no one else can actually control that at all because the FCC cannot interfere with content, we have a specter that I beg you to look very closely at, and I beg you to look at it from the point of view of not allowing this merger to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Sir, go ahead, please.
Good evening. My name is Rhett Lindsay, R-H-E-T-T, and I'm here representing Test Positive Aware Network, also known as TPAN.
In 1987, 16 people met with our founder, Chris Clayson, to provide support to people living with what was known as AIDS-related complex. Since then, TPAN has grown to provide a spectrum of interrelated programming that includes prevention outreach, information and referral services, HIV testing and counseling, HIV primary care services with our on-site community health partner Access, treatment education, substance abuse and mental health services, and other programs and services. TPAN links clients directly with services and empowers them with the tools to advocate for themselves and live healthier lives, both physically and mentally. TPAN is the only HIV/AIDS service organization in Chicago and one of the very few in the nation to offer comprehensive curriculum-based treatment education. We focus on providing education to support those we serve to become partners in healthcare. As one clear example of this focus, TPAN is the publisher of a national HIV treatment journal, Positively Aware. With Comcast's help, TPAN has been able to educate the broader Chicago community about its services and resources through Comcast Newsmakers. Each year, we provide services to more than 23,000 people, and these segments help us reach an audience we wouldn't normally have direct access to. Interviews about TPAN and two of our major fundraising events, Chicago Takes Off and Ride for AIDS Chicago, have been featured on Comcast Newsmakers. These fundraisers are essential in financially supporting TPAN's general operating expenses, allowing us to provide services to those who need it most. Because of our exposure on Comcast Newsmakers and with other media partners like NBC Chicago, the Ride for AIDS Chicago had a tremendous increase in rider participation, almost tripling 2009 numbers, at a time when agencies like TPAN have seen dramatic decreases in government and individual giving. Just this past weekend, more than 250 riders and crew members.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're moving into the home stretch. If we have some commenters that have numbers who haven't come down yet, anybody 31 and above, please come down to microphone A, and 80 and above, come down to microphone B. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Bree Hayden. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. Ultimately, this is about dollars. Comcast wants more of each individual's dollars at the public's behest. I oppose this merger. It is totally unnecessary. Comcast already has enough of the market as it is. Comcast's mandate to grow and profit at the expense of everyone else and everything else is bound to reduce choice, reduce freedom, eliminate net neutrality, and make what easy access we have more difficult. And if this merger goes through, it'll compound the problem a thousandfold. Also, our news coverage in the U.S. is laughable to everyone I've ever known that's come and visit us from abroad. We need democracy now, not the merger. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Hello, my name is Susan Satter. I'm a senior assistant attorney general with the attorney general Lisa Madigan. We're here to do two things today. We're here to listen, which we've been doing, and we're also here to communicate our concerns about what might follow if this merger goes through. First, the Office of the Attorney General represents consumers. We get thousands of complaints every year about video, internet, and telecommunications issues. These complaints range from high prices to poor service to ineffective responses to complaints. So our chief concern is how will this transaction affect consumers? The second issue is related to the first. We support the development of competition in the video market. It is important for consumers to have a choice in as many markets as possible. But we know that there are many towns and many neighborhoods that still have only one choice for wired cable or video service. So what effect would this transaction have on competition and in those areas where there is little or no competition? So with these two broad concerns, the effect on consumers and the effect on competition, we have identified several issues. These issues arise because the structure of the combined company, having cable distribution, broadcast distribution, internet access, and substantial must-have programming, will change both the incentives and the ability of the firm to affect both consumer service and competition. Briefly, the issues are, will there be increased consumer charges? What will be the effect on must-have programming? What will happen to over-the-air broadcast quality? Will quality programming remain on the free over-the-air system? What about internet video? What effect will it have on people's access that is currently developing to access their video content on the internet? And finally, we're concerned that combining these two major companies will change the landscape to the point that it would be difficult going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir?
Thank you. My name is Dave Kraft, director and co-founder of the Chicago-based Nuclear Energy Information Service, an environmental educational organization covering nuclear and other energy issues. I'm here today to speak in opposition to the merger and also in favor of the FCC assertively regulating to remove barriers to community access public participation in any future mergers you consider. The programming that NEIS provides through CAN TV channels in Chicago has helped to educate the public on energy issues and energy disasters as broad as Chernobyl all the way to the Gulf and on other environmental issues. Because of that, we have received coverage and interest not only on our local issues, but from as far away as Australia, Japan, and Germany. Advertisement-based television's first allegiance by law is to represent the needs of absentee station and sponsor shareholders. Community access TV has the inherent capacity to represent the true needs of the local viewership because it comes from that viewership. Comcast's responsibilities in this area can't be voluntary, nor is lax enforcement acceptable. Commissioner Copps this morning on NPR said that the FCC is supposed to be an enforcement agency and noted that it has gotten away from that mission in the last decade. AT&T is rolling out service in Chicago in defiance of the law that prevents discriminatory treatment of public channels. The FCC is in a position to stop that. In Comcast's public interest document on the merger, it doesn't Nuclear Energy Information Service, an environmental educational organization covering nuclear and other energy issues. I'm here today to speak in opposition to the merger and also in favor of the FCC assertively regulating to remove barriers to community access public participation in any future mergers you consider. The programming that NEIS provides through CAN TV channels in Chicago has helped to educate the public on energy issues and energy disasters as broad as Chernobyl all the way to the Gulf and on other environmental issues. Because of that, we have received coverage and interest not only on our local issues, but from as far away as Australia, Japan, and Germany. Advertisement-based television's first allegiance by law is to represent the needs of absentee station and sponsor shareholders. Community access TV has the inherent capacity to represent the true needs of the local viewership because it comes from that viewership. Comcast's responsibilities in this area can't be voluntary, nor is lax enforcement acceptable. Commissioner Copps this morning on NPR said that the FCC is supposed to be an enforcement agency and noted that it has gotten away from that mission in the last decade. AT&T is rolling out service in Chicago in defiance of the law that prevents discriminatory treatment of public channels. The FCC is in a position to stop that. In Comcast's public interest document on the merger, it doesn't commit to keeping the public on par with broadcast channels the way they are carried in Chicago today. We've seen in West Virginia and the Gulf of Mexico what happens when we let corporate America self-regulate. As the public's counterbalance to such corporate abuse, the obligation of the FCC is clear in serving the public for whom it works. Provide maximal community access spectrum, exposure, and funding mechanisms, and deny corporate media the ability to exile community access to obscure group channel ghettos, making it harder for the public to find us.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please
Good
go
evening.
Ahead.
Good evening. My name is Robbie Smith, first name R-O-B-B-I-E. I'm a communications professional and got my start as a TV producer at Chicago Access Network Television. My work brings me in contact with business, professional, and community people in the metropolitan area. My biggest concern regarding the Comcast-NBC merger is that in almost every industry in this country, the federal government sides with big business to the detriment of everyday citizens. I fear that the same thing will happen with this merger. I am most concerned about public access channels, but specifically CAN TV, which is a model for localism and original programming. I am also concerned that this merger will segregate and discriminate against public access channels, similar to what we are seeing with AT&T around the country today, as well as in Illinois. Last month, Appropriations Chairman Jose Serrano said that, despite many petitions and comments in the record about issues plaguing PEG channels, the FCC has failed to fix the problem. So if you have failed to fix current issues, what faith do we have that the FCC will assure fair treatment of PEG channels and the Comcast-NBC merger? I know firsthand that government will renege on commitments to public access, and it's happening right now regarding the Illinois cable and video competition law, which has safeguards for public access that are not enforced. Will Comcast and NBC marginalize public access too? Also, did Comcast intentionally omit the word public and refer only to educational and government in the bold portion of Commitment 12 in their proposal? Therefore, we know that public for-profit media will not provide the same service that public access will.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just want to make a point. We are scheduled to adjourn at 8 o'clock, and it is 8 o'clock, but we would like to hear from all of you that were good enough to come down and take the time to sign up. So we're going to proceed until we hear from all of you who are in line now. So please go ahead.
My name is Scott Sanders, S-C-O-T-T-S-A-N-D-E-R-S. I'm here representing Chicago Media Action. I'm a longtime Chicago area media activist. I think it's very important to point out that a number of community groups and agencies and institutions have come here and spoken not in support of the merger, but in support of the access that Comcast provides them. And that's because we have a media system that is so corporately dominated that these organizations have to beg for whatever bits of media and free media that they can get. That's a very important point that needs to be made today. I believe also that, unfortunately, some of this largesse that some of these organizations have been experiencing in grant monies will disappear because Comcast will fail once it gets to a certain size. Just look at what happened with Clear Channel. They had to start making themselves smaller. So that's another important point. This is the third time I've made comments to the FCC on media ownership, so I'm just going to resubmit my old comments, and probably we'll just take all of the comments that have been made in Chicago over the recent years and resubmit all those, because apparently the FCC has earwax buildup problem or something like that, or maybe the dog ate the homework. I don't know what the problem is, but we're going to have to just keep repeating ourselves. Also, I think we need to get Congress to eliminate this quadrennial ownership review, because I think that frames this issue incorrectly. We don't need a congressional directive telling us that we need to deregulate and make these corporations bigger, which is what that 96 Act did. And lastly, I would just like to say that when the FCC refuses to address these issues year after year, decade after decade, that is your history. What that means to me is that you've got a huge public interest debt now for community and public media.
Thank you very much. Sir?
Thank you. My name is Thaddeus Jones, and I am elected alderman in Calumet City. I'm also the Democratic nominee for state rep in the 29th district. And I'm standing here tonight as president of the Jones Foundation, a not-for-profit organization which serves the homeless in our community, provides scholarships for children, and also does domestic violence counseling. I'm not here to insult the FCC tonight. I am here to support the merger and not beg, as a previous speaker stated. I've sat and listened to comments about social service agencies. Social service agencies are the backbone of the community. They're the backbone and the foundation of what goes on in the community that I can attest to as elected official. As the mayor stated earlier, I've seen and witnessed as an elected official for 17 years, witnessed the change in access that has gone on in our community. And Comcast has been at the forefront of providing good services to the community. I'm here to support this merger. I'm here to talk about the good things that Comcast has done, not only for my residents, but as the president of the Jones Foundation. It's important that to understand that Comcast has been a good community partner, not only to Calumet City, but also to these social service agencies who provide good services to the residents of our community. You've heard buzzwords tonight like greed, corporate greed, and other things, but you know, people are talking about the benefits that Comcast has provided, not only to our community, but Comcast will continue to provide. So don't be fooled by the buzzwords. I know you guys have a tough job to make on this decision with the merger. I applaud your decision. Hopefully that you will provide Comcast with the opportunity to provide a changing media in our community. We know that the face of media is changing. We hope that this merger will provide more access to people and not limit the access. I'm sure Comcast will do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kevin Gostola. That's G-O-S-Z-T-O-L-A. And I want to make an observation. I think I'm the youngest person who will be testifying to you. And so I just want to, you know, say that it's a great opportunity to be able to share from a youth perspective what this might mean for the future. And I want to say that I just graduated from Columbia College here in Chicago. I'm a film and video, I have a film and video degree, so I am now a media maker. I'm going around in the world trying to be a media professional and trying to get a job. And I also am a citizen journalist, so I'm writing on the internet. And my concerns about this merger is that it might become more difficult to share the work that I write, that I might go to a website and it would take longer to load than other websites, that maybe Comcast might decide that some websites are more important than others. And while that might be their right as an owner, I don't understand why we would let a merger go through that would give them that ability. I also want to say that I understand the role of social service agencies in this country. I've volunteered for some social service agencies before, and I think one of the things we have to worry about is what would happen if Comcast and NBC merged to these social service agencies. What if they took on too much risk by merging and then found that they had to start letting some of these social service agency programs go? And I think a lot of young people who have spoken today, some of the people who you know, they're a little bit older than me but young, those people who have benefited greatly, I wonder what position they would be in if the Comcast NBC merger was not an economically sound one. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
My name is Walt Holden. I'm here tonight to talk about public access, Comcast public access. I have a public access television program called My Lions Club. My Lions Club helps people understand who the Lions are, what they do, and why they do it. We're the world's largest service organization. And people say we're the world's largest secret also. And we're trying to put an end to that. We don't want the Lions to be a secret anymore. And that's why we're on Comcast. We're on all the Comcast outlets, I believe, in the state, except one that I know of, plus municipal public access stations too. Now, the people that you meet in public access are really dedicated to what they do. They want to get the word out about their particular viewpoint. And that's the only way they can do it is through public access. There's no substitute for public access. I'm also a member of the Commission of Public Access Television at the Village of Skokie. And my purpose of being on the commission and my purpose for being here is to say, please expand public access. Don't take public access away. make it possible for public access producers to keep on doing what they're doing so there can be more of them, so we can have more public access and more people have a different idea about how things should be, a different idea about how things should be stated, have a place to make their statements. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Starla Carpenter. I am a law student here at Northwestern. I gave up a previous career to come back to law school. Substantial cost and law school hell. And believe it or not, I came back precisely because I was concerned about a free internet. I have been involved in internet development in my previous job, practically from the beginning of the internet, and I value it very highly. I have seen how vertical integration in other areas of media have created kind of an echo chamber where the newspapers say what the TV stations say, what everybody else says. So I'm very concerned. I see the internet as the last frontier, and just such a merger is the kind of thing that I'm concerned about. I was in a First Amendment class where we were talking about public forums and how there were fewer and fewer of them where people could have free speech and publicize what they thought without censorship or without anyone controlling it. And someone in class raised their hand and said, well, they can always use the internet. And I raised my hand and I said, until when? I mean, who's protecting that last frontier? And perhaps Comcast will claim that there's a wall between content and access, but that wall is just asking to be eroded like any wall. I worked in public access for a while, and I saw in Ithaca, New York, and there was a full studio with four or five employees, and while I was working there, I saw the facility shrink. It go down to one employee and very limited hours. This was due to erosion of the laws that require public access, because public access is not a social service that the corporations provide because they want to. It's because...
Time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My name is Sue Paston, P like in Peter, A-S-T-I-N. I'm here as a citizen. I'm a former journalist, and let me tell you, this country needs much more journalism, not less journalism, and we need more coverage of news stories, including labor issues, environmental issues, all sorts of things that affect our daily lives, and we need more journalists and more diverse voices in the broadcast media, and we don't have them, and that's why I oppose this merger. I was impressed with all the great organizations that Comcast supports. How wonderful. But I'm horrified that this corporation also opposes net neutrality, which is a bedrock First Amendment issue. It is equal access to the internet, and that's very important. And if they oppose this, and then they go ahead and they fire workers who try and unionize, and they oppose funding for public access, and they oppose community internet, they're just like all the rest of the corporations that are ravaging our society right now. I like corporations, but not their behavior, not when they do these kinds of things. What do they expect? All the social services, all the contributions of the world will not overcome trying to be, you know, have too much power, and that's what they have right now. The people of the United States, we the people own the airways, and we count on the FCC to protect that ownership of the airways. If only the well-connected and the wealthy and the powerful have a voice, what kind of democracy is that? That's a threat to democracy. This is about power, and corporations right now have too much power, and we've got to diversify and spread out the power. So, let's see, what else? Also, I have dealt with Comcast. They have some wonderful employees, but it took 6 months to resolve a reception problem where I live. So the customer service could use work. So, thanks.
Thank you. Sir?
Hello. My name is Thomas Troust, T-R-A-U-S-C-H-T. I was born in Chicago in 52, and I live in Chicago today. I've traveled this country. I spent 6 years traveling this country, and I've been in every state except Alaska and Hawaii up to now. And I've been around. And I wish I'd have known about this event sooner, but I did not have time to prepare, and I just found out about it. So I'm going to bounce around from one point to the other. What the lady just said is so true, that it's not just about money. It's not just about greed. It's about power. But it's more than about power. It's in many ways, everything is relative. And it's also about the loyalty of the letter and the spirit to the Constitution of the United States, the being of the United States itself, in the regard that, as I said, everything is relative, and other corporations are involved in eating each other up, conducting hostile takeovers of one of another. And many of these corporations, the multinationals and many nationals, are involved consciously, and I might add in a treasonous fashion, of conducting a hostile takeover of the federal government of the United States to set up a corporate dictatorship. And that has many ramifications. And one of the tactics and methods that are used by many of those involved in that, such as the occult, and there's a lot of witchcraft involved, a lot of corporations today.
Thank you very much, sir. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for staying. My name is Savannah, S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H, and my last name is Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And I am opposed to this merger because during the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, the American taxpayer paid to develop the internet. And then suddenly, in the mid-90s, it was given to business. We already paid for the development of it. And now, I can give you many examples where they expect us to pay twice for things. For instance, in Illinois, our budget shortfall is $13 billion. And how much was sent for an unsubstantiated war? $11 billion. Now we're supposed to pay twice for the same services we thought we already paid for. So because Comcast is one of the few companies that has a monopoly in Chicago, and they gouge us enough to buy such a huge company, they raise their rates. It went from 40 to 43 for the internet instead of like around $20. They're raising the cable boxes from $2 to $8. How many times are we supposed to pay for the same things? And my last comment is really a question. How do you ascertain how many plants were picked and put here by Comcast? Because they have a history of doing that in the past. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir?
Hi, my name is Bob Galley. That's G-A-L-L-I-E. And we know that Commissioner Copps understands, and we hope the absent commissioners and Chairman Genachowski also understand, that concentrated media power destroys democracy. Please break up the U.S. communications monopolies like Comcast and NBC and the Tribune Company and News Corp and Disney and AT&T and Viacom and Clear Channel. Not enable them to form even bigger monopolies. Comcast will own or have an ownership stake in Chicago, the dominant Chicago cable provider, the dominant Chicago internet provider, Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, home of the Chicago White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, Stanley Cup Championship Blackhawks, NBC Chicago, one of Chicago's top-rated broadcasters, Telemundo Chicago, one of Chicago's top-rated Spanish language broadcasters. And beyond Chicago, nationally, cable TV networks, USA, Bravo, Sci-Fi, Universal HD, CNBC, CNBC World, MSNBC, Chiller, Muntu, Sleuth, Oxygen, E, Golf Channel, Style Network, Versus, G4, Comcast Regional Sports Network, CSN Bay Area, CSN California, CSN Mid-Atlantic, CSN Chicago, CSN MTN, CSN New England, CSN Northwest, CSN Philadelphia, CSS, SNY, New England Cable News, Exercise TV, Sprout, The Weather Channel, Universal Sports, FearNet, A&E, Biography, History, Lifetime, TV One, and international channels, Sci-Fi Universal, Diva Universal, Studio Universal, Universal Channel.
Time.
I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank you. It's very generous of you. Please go ahead.
Hi, I want to thank you for the hearing today and especially for Commissioner Kopp's opening remarks for this session. I work in the industry as a result, I'm kind of reluctant to identify myself because I could get blacklisted for what I'm about to say. And that is, I would suggest to you that in whether it's mergers or handing out spectrum, I would tie to whatever you do on behalf of these corporations, what they did to the banks who received TARP money, that they only hire American citizens. And then we'll see whether they're really working in the public interest. If they refuse to commit to hiring only American citizens when you give them mergers and spectrum, then we'll see what the real interests are, whether it's the interests of a few top executives who want cheap foreign labor, or whether they're really interested in helping their fellow American citizens in this dismal labor market. The professor up at Northland College, I believe, mentioned the thing about jobs. How many jobs are going to be lost? Will they commit to not laying off people if they go through this merger? Will they commit to only hiring American citizens instead of H-1B or L-1 visas? There are three bills right now that should be your guidepost. Anything you do for these big media and tech companies, that's S-887, S-2804, and H-R-5397. If they're going to make my U.S. citizenship mean something working in my own country, then I'm open to a lot of things. But it's just a way to cut costs, lay off people, and add to the unemployment in this dismal labor situation. Then I think we need to look at this seriously in terms of what we give these corporations and what we get back in turn when we give them access to our spectrum and our technology that we developed, as in the case of the internet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Friedman, Mr. Flynn, Mr. Lake, and Ms. Smith, it's a pleasure to speak to you tonight. I am speaking in favor of the merger. My name is Jay Reddy, R-E-A-D-E-Y. And I'm happy to speak in favor of the merger between Comcast and NBC, including GE. I run, as president of the board, an organization called Neighborscapes, which is a nonprofit organization that serves low-income young people in summer camps and after-school programs and in job training for teenagers and young adults in the south suburbs of Chicago. And we have been a partner with Comcast for the last couple of years, involved in their annual Comcast Cares Day, where they have come out to help us landscape underserved communities and more recently work at a school program for underserved children in the south side of Chicago. And I know them as a corporation that does what they say, that exercises corporate philanthropy and has been a positive influence in the community. And so I believe that going forward, they will be a responsible corporate citizen. I understand that in these times, we exercise some understanding of creative destruction. The economy is going to create new organizations and destroy others. And this merger to me seems like a natural in a declining media environment, a tough place to make money and to keep things on the air, to keep programming. I have twice appeared on what they call, on their public access programming in order to speak about what Neighborscapes does. It's given us great visibility and helped our young people do what they do. And I believe that they will go forward with that sort of public access programming once they complete this merger. And so I would urge your support of the process as it goes forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Jim Garrett. I'm president and CEO of the Chicago Southland Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our area represents 62 municipalities in the Southland, incorporating both Will and Cook County. Our objective is to support the joint venture partnership between Comcast and NBC Universal, which we feel will further strengthen and preserve jobs during these challenging times. We view Comcast as an important corporate leader partner and a company that is center-focused on reinvesting in our region. And by example, Comcast has set a higher level of corporate integrity and is always there, stepping to the plate, reflecting their ongoing commitment to providing examples of important things that they do for our region, providing a balance of providing quality broadcasting for all. Most importantly, Comcast provides diversity programming, educational programming, political perspectives, and programs for people of all nationalities, and offer a limitless platform for all to voice their opinion. Comcast has always been there, providing manpower and also financial support. However, I think even more importantly, I view Comcast as a corporate community partner that embraces these responsibilities seriously and views that responsibility on a 360-degree platform. Very few corporations do that today. Comcast supports a myriad of regional organizations, including the Southwest Conference of Mayors, the South Suburban Mayors and Managers Association, Chicago Southland Chamber of Commerce, the Will County Governmental League, the Chicago Southland Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Chicago Southland Economic Development Corporation. Again, we strongly support the joint venture Time. Between Comcast and USA.
Thank you very Thank you. Much. This concludes the public forum portion of our forum today. On behalf of my colleagues up here, as well as in the audience that came here from Washington, from the FCC, we thank you all for your thoughtful comments and observations, which we greatly appreciate. All of your comments will be included in the official FCC record of this proceeding. As a closing note, I urge you again, as Commissioner Copps mentioned in his remarks, to consider filing comments in our proceeding. It's MB docket number 10-56. There's an information sheet on the table outside, and we want very much to hear from you, just as we did this evening. I'm going to turn it back over to Bill Lake now.
Thank you very much. I just want to add my own thanks to all of you for being here, those who have expressed your views, and to those who have listened along with us. As Commissioner Copp said, it's very important for us to get outside of Washington and hear from those who are directly affected by the decisions we make. And what we've heard today will be very helpful to us as we wrestle with the issues presented by this proposal. Thank you very much, and good evening. Thank you.